Kate Kay has been reporting on plans to build massive data centers at the site of two coal-burning power plants in Somerset in Niagara County and Lansing in central New York State. The locations are owned by the private equity firm Blackstone.
They're looking at what they would call hyperscale, these giant data centers that would hold lots and lots and lots of big computer servers and require a lot of energy to power them.
So on the surface, it's exciting because, for one, it's an employment opportunity for Western New Yorkers. It's also, it helps get coal emissions out of the air. That's the good side of things.
And also it would be a tax asset. The amount of tax revenue that has come out of these coal-fired power plants over the past decade or so has really dwindled. And arguably, this at least preserves some tax base for these towns if this proposal goes through. And they're asking the Cuomo administration to subsidize it.
And as you mentioned, these types of data centers require a massive amount of energy.
Yes.
Yet at the same time, will this energy be renewable energy?
Yeah. I mean, so the reason we're asking that question is because Sierra Club and other environmental groups have come out in support of building these data centers. It makes sense that they would support something that is going to replace these dirty coal plants, right? But you have to ask whether or not the criteria that Sierra and other groups that they're requiring to come out of these projects, whether or not it's actually in place, whether or not it's guaranteed. They believe that these data centers are going to be powered through renewable energy. The company asked for 125 megawatts of hydropower from New York Power Authority.
Okay.
For both of these data center projects, and they only have been allocated 12. So that's a tenth of what they asked for. It's probably not even enough anyway to power these, what they really want to build. And they've also said that they're going to build solar on these sites. But, you know, I think when you kind of dig into it a little more, you'll find that the company has, it seems as though they've implied that they would require funding, additional funding from NYSERDA to potentially, to actually build the solar, which would possibly power, provide some power for these data centers. A lot of this is really up in the air in terms of whether or not renewables are going to power these things if they're built.
Yeah. The state wants these power plants. They want them gone.
Right. It's required that they will be shut down by 2020.
Yet they want the jobs. They want the economic benefits.
And the Cuomo administration has said, we will ensure that these communities have what they call the phrase just transition is thrown around a lot. We want to make sure that this is a just transition. And in fact, Sierra Club told me that they believe this data center program is quote, a model just transition for a clean energy economy.
Again, back to the whole energy conversation, how complex it really is. The goals sound simple, but executing them, not so simple.
And the sound bites, every legislator I've spoken to is in full support, whether it be the town supervisors or State Senator Robert Ort. As far as they're concerned, their towns are pretty desperate.
A complex story and a great story for sure. Kate Kay, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jay.